right, looking at...
We're going to get to Davos here in just a second. I want to share something with you from Davos, but the Wuhan lab, according to a Gateway pundit story here, the Wuhan lab was also experimenting with monkeypox last year. How convenient. Monkeypox, also an experiment gone wrong at Wuhan. Is that what we're dealing with here? The monkeypox outbreak worldwide, unusual to say the least, right? Very unusual to say the least. It is apparently being sexually transmitted, okay? Sexually transmitted is the monkeypox. And it began with a gathering of about 80,000, mostly gay men at an event. 80,000, they've been dispersed across the country, right? And CDC officials, here it is. From NBC News, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Monday alerted gay and bisexual men that monkeypox appears to be spreading in the community globally, cautioning people to take precautions if they have been in close contact with someone who may have this virus and be on the lookout for symptoms. Dr. John Brooks from the CDC emphasized that anyone can contract monkeypox through close personal contact regardless of sexual orientation. However, Brooks said many of the people affected globally almost exclusively are men who identify as gay or bisexual, though they may have greater chance of exposure to monkeypox right now. That doesn't mean the risk is limited only to gay and bisexual men in the community. Monkeypox is generally not a sexually transmitted disease, but it can be transmitted through sexual and intimate contact as well as through shared bedding. So there's part of your concerned with this monkeypox. But again, it was being studied at Wuhan. How's that make you feel? Right? How's that make you feel? It makes me feel, well, a little shocked to say the least. Now I want to go to Bite 15. Bite 15, I want to share this with you because over at Davos, Switzerland, the world's wealthiest, the oligarchs, the people that want to guide the world through the World Economic Forum and decide how the world is going to operate, how you are going to function in that world, how you are a cog in this machine. And these are the people that love to have these cell phones tracking you every place you go, that want to be able to have cameras on every street corner in America, or six or eight, which they already do, and around the world, not just America, to have a central clearinghouse of information that goes into computers and they can cross-reference and use pictures to figure out exactly how you look. So that if they get your picture, they can say, well, that's Gruber right there. The biometrics, it's Gruber, that's it. He's the only one. But they don't want to be questioned or looked at or talked to at all. They want to put in place a way to follow you, to monitor you, to surveil you, to investigate you, to control you. But they don't want any information about them leaked out at all. They want to be secret and behind the curtain. Jack Posobiec of Turning Point USA, Jack Posobiec, detained while covering the Davos conference. I want you to hear a little bit about this. A woman is questioning the police as to what's happening and why is Posobiec being stopped and questioned and detained by the police. It's bite number 15. Listen to this.
We're just making a normal police control because, you know, it's WEF, everything is very sensitive.
Is there a reason he specifically was targeted?
There is a reason because we have to have a reason to control a person.
What was the reason? What was he doing?
I don't have to tell you that. Why are you asking me that?
Because this is, there's many journalists here, and I want to know why he specifically is being detained.
There is a reason, but everything is clear now, and we're about to leave in just a few seconds.
Thank you.
Okay? Could you please now, can I ask you please to delete your...
And then they want her to delete everything on her phone because she had video discussing the fact that they were detaining Jack Posobiec from Turning Point USA. At one point, he was on One America News left there in May of 21. He hosts a show for Turning Point USA, Human Events, senior editor there. And he gets stopped and detained. And why? Because they don't want reporters. There are other reporters. I saw Rebel News there, ran into one of the high executives of the New York Times. Why are you here? Why are you on the list? Why are you one of the 2,500? You're there with all the oligarchs and all the big money and the great reset and all of those things that they're talking about, but just got nothing to say. They're mapping out a new future and nothing to say. But they want to control what I have to say and what you're allowed to hear and see and read. Call me paranoid, but I think that's probably out of balance. I think we need a better press, a more aggressive press, not a lapdog press like we've had in America back for years now. A lapdog press that is now realizing they can't protect Joe Biden anymore because he can't protect himself. And Joe Biden is just one of them. America will be the answer again. We're going to pull the plug on this worldwide socialist movement. We're going to pull the plug on this garbage as soon as we can. We just hope that it's not too late. And I will continue to fight till my last breath. That's a fact. Till my last breath. Be healthy while you get there. GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Lose weight. Feel good about yourself. Get your blood pressure down. Maybe get off a couple of meds. Why not? Not in a hurry to get to the graveyard, are you? Of course not. GruberHealth.com. Check it out. You want to be on a program? We'll hook you up right now. GruberHealth.com. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.